This is Will Friedle, the voice of the future Dark Knight, Batman Beyond, and you're listening to the DCAU Review, hosted by Cal and Liam, streaming at DCAUReview.com and on your favorite podcast app. And remember a few things. First, Dana deserves better. And second, I am Batman.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome, everybody, to another special bonus episode of the DCAU Review. I am one of your hosts, Cal, and with me, my good friend, good brother, the man that runs our social media accounts, Liam. Liam, we're back here once again talking about Batman Caped Crusader, but this time we've got some legitimate, exciting news and baseless speculation to go along with it, as exciting stuff dropped on the site formerly known as Twitter this week, and we are just ramped up to talk about it.
That's right. It's another round of my favorite thing to do, which is praise the great work being done by Jeffrey Bezos and the Amazon Corporation as a whole. We individually and as a podcast endorse him personally, and absolutely. Also every practice that the company and that corporation takes part in. We endorse all of it. Want to get that out of the way right at the top of the show.
We support everything he believes in, stands for, and does.
Absolutely. Same. we're on the same page here. So we individually and we as a show all support him unanimously. So no, but yes, there's some a little bit of scuttlebutt and a little bit of what appears to be confirmed leaked images out from this very anticipated animated series. But Cal, we've been talking about the little breadcrumbs coming out of this show, Batman Caped Crusader, which has been on the horizon since 2021 when it was first announced. But I feel like we almost need to do like a little bit of a timeline recap, because it's been so long since we first had this show announced, and so long since we've really done one of these bonus episodes talking about it.
Yeah, it's certainly worth discussing. We have multiple bonus episodes you can check out in the archives at DCAUReview.com on your favorite podcast app, or via the wonderful Pod Tower channel. What I would advise you to do is go back and check those out. But essentially, the bookend that we have here, where we started, where we left off, and what we had in the middle, we had this show announced in 2021 as a part of, at the time, HBO Max. And it was going to be a more Batman the Animated Series than Batman the Animated Series. There was a press release that came out talking about who was working on the show. Bruce Timm is back working on the show. James Tucker was attached to the program. We also had Matt Reeves and J.J. Abrams as executive producers for the program, and that it would be coming to HBO Max soon-ish. It was in development. But we got the still poster image of Batman looking like an amalgamation of his first appearance and sort of a Bruce Timm style, sort of the look from the Strange Days Bruce Timm animated short from Batman. Was it his 75th anniversary or 70th anniversary? Yeah. They did that for it. Yeah. So it basically in that very same style, going back to Batman's roots, still in a very noir style is what we were kind of promised. And then we didn't hear much from it until the RIP DC Fandome later that year, where we got a little featurette, interviews with Bruce Timm and James Tucker and J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves all kind of giving their spiel and talking about it. And I think that's where we got the line from Bruce Timm himself, who said it was going to be more Batman the Animated Series than Batman the Animated Series. So that's what people have been going off of since that time. And now we didn't hear much after that for some period of time. And then we got some people that were going to be attached to it, some writers. Who was the comic book writer? Brubaker, right? Ed Brubaker.
Yep. Ed Brubaker.
That's right. Ed Brubaker was attached as one of the writers. We got some quotes. We actually got a kind of a Bruce Timm drawing, a full body drawing of what Batman's going to look like attached to that article. We heard a little bit about stuff happening in the writer's room. And then we heard a lot of nothing for a very, very long time. and then, of course, the Warner Brothers Discovery merger happened. Jobs started getting slashed. People started losing their jobs. Projects started getting shelved and deleted from Warner Brothers and canceled. And we were kind of waiting on the edge of our seats to find out what was going to happen. And we did, in fact, hear very shortly thereafter that the project was, quote unquote, axed from HBO Max. So we didn't know what that meant. I think in that same article saying that it was not going to be shown on HBO Max or being removed from HBO Max, it said that the developers were still shopping it around to see if they could get somebody else to pick it up. But there was no confirmation at that time who was interested or who was potentially looking at picking it up. We've learned it that same week via Twitter/X, it was Twitter at the time, that Dietrich Bader was attached as one of the actors. He mm-hmm. had some role and had been cast in some role, anonymous role, but we had our first cast member that was attached to the project. So we had that, and we again waited around with bated breath to find out if anybody would be willing to pick it up. And of course, our hero, yours and mine, Jeffrey Bezos himself, stepped out of the shadows and swooping in like the hero that he is, and decided that he would save Batman Cape Crusader and put it on the Amazon streaming service, which at the time was free, but now if you don't want ads, you have to pay for it in addition to your Prime membership. But that's neither here nor there, I guess. Anyway, Bezos was adding it to his ever-growing Rolodex of superhero content, as he would put it, on his platform, joining the likes of Invincible, The Boys, whatever that The Boys spinoff show is or was, The Boys spinoff cartoon show. Bezos loves The Boys. That's all I've learned from that, is he loves that Boys franchise. And we were celebrating. Hooray, Jeff Bezos finally he did exactly what we thought he would be the hero that we all needed. He saved the world. And again, radio silence for months. That was the end of 2023. That's where we last left our listeners. That is until this very month, Liam. Just a few short days ago on what is now branded as X. It's been so long since we've heard anything that Twitter changed its name to X, even though everybody still calls it Twitter. And wouldn't you know, something started spreading around, some three or four little pictures and some character models that are purporting with the hashtag Batman Caped Crusader. One single anonymous account had been posting these in the replies of various different ads and non-related content. That was very odd, but there were four or five screenshots that purported to be from the actual show. There was a couple of Batman, one sort of like a cutoff photo. All of them have a watermark from Amazon on it. And then I believe there's two screenshots that feature Batman and what appears to be a Alfred based on his Golden Age appearance. And then also attached to this were probably eight or nine different character models, all purporting to be of various different villains and of the Rogues Gallery, potentially all attached to the show. And things just kind of jumped off from there. Excitement started to build. We had no confirmation, nothing from Warner Brothers as to whether or not these were legitimate until your boy, me, decided, you know what? These screenshots are funny. People were poo-pooing that Alfred is a bit more portly than he's mm-hmm. probably been portrayed in past cartoon versions. He's actually more designed on the Golden Age look that he had, where he was a little bit heftier. So I said, you know what? I'm going to tweet this out in support of thick Alfred. I like my Alfred thick with five C's. And I tweeted that out. had a good chuckle, went to bed, and then the next morning I woke up and checked my Twitter, as is prescribed by your doctor. The first thing to do when you wake up is to check your social media.
It's good for your brain.
Yep, it's great. It's great for you. It's just as good as getting that morning cigarette in. It's equally healthy for you. Well, I popped open my Twitter and a funny thing was happening. It wouldn't refresh and it wouldn't refresh and it wouldn't refresh. And so I Googled, is Twitter down? Twitter is not down. Interesting. Refresh, refresh. Then I thought maybe I got hacked. I signed out and I attempted to sign back in and still wouldn't refresh. Then I checked my email and I had one of those wonderful DMCA notices saying that my tweet had been struck due to copyright infringement and that I was being dinged and slapped on the wrist by Twitter X due to a copyright claim by none other than Warner Brothers Media Group for, quote, leaked images from the upcoming animated series Batman Caped Crusader. So there you have it. We at least know these images that were released are indeed legitimate. And Liam, that's where we are and what we're here to talk about today. Thanks for coming to my story time.
That's right. So, yeah, I just want to mention, I just checked. So our last episode discussing this, as you mentioned, when it was announced that Amazon was picking up the show, was uploaded to the Pod Tower YouTube channel and your favorite podcast app on March 12th, 2023.
Oh my goodness. Almost so a year ago.
Yeah, it's almost exactly a year since we last got any sniffs of news on this show. I think there was a poster that during one of those things where the networks and streamers go and show off what their, you know, their upcoming programs are. I think we had seen some kind of poster for the show on like kind of a blurry cell phone camera.
Yep.
But that's,
well, there was also the false rumor that Kevin Conroy had somehow recorded dialogue before his untimely passing. Correct. For the show that sent the X on fire also.
Yeah, that was an IGN article that seemed to originate there. It was their original reporting. They reported that Kevin had recorded for both Caped Crusader and the part 3 of the ongoing DC animated Crisis on Infinite Earths movie. Bruce Timm took to, I believe, he's still somehow on those Toon Zone forums after all these years, and dispelled the Caped Crusader rumor, said he didn't know about Crisis, but that unfortunately they wanted to have him in a role, but that there wasn't time before his passing. So he's definitely does not appear. Kevin Conroy is in Caped Crusader in any form. Although it did come out later on, IGN reiterated its reporting a couple of weeks later that both Kevin and apparently Mark Hamill as the Joker are in that Crisis movie. We'll have to see about that. But yes, as far as our Caped Crusader news over the last 12 months, it's been, like we said, there's a couple little morsels, one a poster and a rumor that turned out to not be true. So I think we were all even still a little skeptical when we saw those screenshots popping up until, of course, as you said, those DMCA strikes started going down. And in fact, if you look at the original posts from these anonymous Twitter accounts where these images originated, I think the tweets are still up, but all of the photos now are like gray boxes that say this photo was taken down by, you know, its copyright holder or whatever. So certainly seems like those are legit. Like you said, there's not a lot we can glean other than the general look of the show, which is it has that Bruce Timm, more modern. It's not like a super dark looking gothic show from the images they show. It looks like the character designs set in like a very much the modern sort of JLU versus the Fatal Five style that we've seen as far as the animation itself. Again, hard to tell from still images what we're getting, but it doesn't look like they've reinvented the wheel there. It just looks like we're kind of adapting the more modern Bruce Timm style with these new designs.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
But as perhaps alluded to, and as perhaps seen also online this week, Cal, there was a selection of yet to be determined if true character models that apparently leaked out, and they do all appear to be drawn in a Bruce Timm style. But we can kind of go over them briefly. They're very different than the Batman the Animated Series versions 100%. Of these characters. Absolutely. So, and there's a couple characters that we never saw in the DCAU as well that we can talk about. But there is, we got some character designs, the validity of which are still yet to be determined. I think, as you mentioned, those images seem to still be up most places online. So the fact that they haven't been also copyright struck is maybe a sign that these are, we're taking this with a grain of salt, but like I said, these were leaked around the same time by the same sort of anonymous account. So it's anybody's game. The ball's in the air at the moment.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I was just looking at that same account's tweets. Some of their tweets with the images have been struck, and some of them haven't been. So they still have. I mean, so if you go there and say, "Well, those haven't been struck," it's hard. That doesn't necessarily, like, in my thought process was, well, those haven't been struck, so maybe the validity of those is in question. But then you see that they also, the screen grabs are still on Twitter, so from the same account. So it just looks like maybe those other tweets weren't discovered by Warner Brothers yet or something. So who knows? With that said, yeah, let's go through. Let's kind of go down our list here, Liam. The first one appears to be a very different. In fact, it looks to be completely flipped based on which side of his face got scarred. It's a Two-Face. And it's interesting because rather than the classic comic book route or even the Batman the Animated Series route that made his face a cartoonishly bright color, this just kind of and not even the Batman The Dark Knight movie version either, where his face turned sort of red purple. This is just kind of like scarred flesh colored skin around his face, and his hair is certainly a different color. No split colored wacky suit design. This one I feel like looks the most like a Bruce Timm drawing out of all of the characters with me
eyebrow.
Yeah, it is definitely in the eyebrow. But then that also has me, after you look online and you're on social media for as many years as we have been, you learn that people learn very well how to imitate that design work. So absolutely. Again, could very be a good ripoff, a good a good deviant art artist's work that they decided to throw in there. But it's interesting. I like that they went a different route and that it's not sort of a bright multicolored face. I guess that sort of grounds it more in reality if you were going to do that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's interesting. Like I said, it's not the eye catching. I think it's one of those things where that original BTS Two-Face design is so iconic, and it's hard for me to look at even like the comic book Two-Face with like the green face and the orange and purple colors, like, never really worked for me. Like, or the, you know, any of the, like, the movie versions didn't really do much for me. I kind of just thought they kind of just nailed that, and nobody's really been able to touch it since. So I don't love the design, but for, again, like you said, what they're going for as far as a character that you've seen in a Bruce Timm style, two different Bruce Timm styles if you count the new Batman Adventures redesign. This is definitely a different an immediate departure from that, and still a lot of like the detailing and the scarring and everything. It's definitely a fresh take, and would certainly lead to a more grounded version, which it seems this world wants to be, at least for its starting season.
Absolutely. So I just said grounding it in reality. Following that up, we have with someone who would not be grounded in very much reality, and that is, I guess, maybe unless you're like performing a seance of some kind, I guess, that would be the Gentleman Ghost, who looks like a very different version of Gentleman Jim Craddock than we're perhaps used to from his appearance, whether it be on Batman Brave and the Bold or Justice League Unlimited. He's lost his monocle and traded it in for a pirate hat and Red Hood helmet, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't love this one. It's definitely a departure. I don't mind the pirate theme, although he is, to me, it's like, well, he's a gentleman, so he should be in like a proper old timey tuxedo. Like he should have the ruffly shirt if anything. But so the pirate theme is certainly a different take on that. And I just don't think the Gentleman Ghost should have a face. So, but no, it's definitely a striking design. It's just for this character, to me, it's sort of what we were just talking about. I think the comic book version has never really been improved upon as far as, or really changed that much. You know, when he showed up in Justice League, or we reviewed a Brave and the Bold episode last year, that he featured pretty prominently. And there's not really a better, more iconic version of him than that white suit with no face and the floating monocle, I feel like.
Wholeheartedly agree. Very cool design. I'm interested to see. It looks like he sort of has like the pirate bandana behind him. I don't know if it's supposed to be like the ghost tied the bandana on, so he has like a sort of like the Invisible Man from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or something.
Yeah. Or from the Invisible Man.
good point. Yes. Good call there. Moving on, we have our first and only non-villain or villainous in this purported leak list, Liam, and that's Detective Renee Montoya, who gets a sort of golden age rebranding here. She's got sort of the classic Lois Lane haircut with some big glasses. Mm-hmm. She's wearing a suit, so we got to assume that as a detective, she's not on the beat anymore. So definitely a different look for her, different than what we remember her looking like, certainly in the animated series. But, you know, it's if this is doing the same thing that the animated series did, which is borrowing the same aesthetic from the Fleischer Superman cartoons, it makes sense that you're going to give her a sort of a 30s branding, I guess.
Yeah, the hairstyle and the big circle glasses are a nice touch. Yeah, I thought I like this design as far as, again, if you're going to fit her into this world, then yeah, that's a good touch. I think the hairstyle, yeah, it's very Fleischer, as you said. It's mm-hmm. hard not to just think of like the Fleischer Lois Lane when you see mm-hmm. that design. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it works if it ain't broke, as they say.
That's right. And this one, I would say, if we're giving thumbs up, thumbs down, first one or thumbs in the middle, I'd say first design, thumbs up for could be a Bruce Timm model or an artist doing a Bruce Timm model. Second one, I think it's thumbs in the middle, could go either way. I don't think there's anything that necessarily confirms or denies it. This Renee Montoya looks like a Bruce Timm model. So thumbs up, I would give that. Are you in agreeance with those three so far?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Let's get to the one that I would give two thumbs down to, and that is the Catwoman design. Based solely off of her, I guess her golden age, that's her golden age look, right? That's similar to the one that we would see on The Brave and the Bold with the purple dress and the green cape and long flowing hair out of the back. I think this one least resembles a Bruce Timm drawing, and I'm not necessarily on board with the rest of the characters. Sort of look muted and sort of sleek down and intended to sort of draw off of a more realism in a sort of way, I guess. This one just screams superhero comic from the 1940s or 50s.
Yeah, I mean, it's very faithful to that. Like if you look up her first, I think one of her first cover appearances, and I think it's Detective Comics 122 I'm looking at right now, where she's taking a slice at Robin on the cover of it. Yeah, it's very authentic to that, just kind of tweaked slightly, like the she has kind of the half mask where it just goes, it just comes down to her ears, and she has like the flowing long hair coming out the back of the mask. So this one to me feels the least like it makes sense in this world so far. Like everything else is like black and very muted color palette. Mm-hmm. And then her just being in this bright purple and green and yellow suit is, I'm not saying it can't work. And obviously once we see it in motion, in maybe we would change our mind completely. But yeah, this was the one where I was most like, this looks like you just took James Tucker's Catwoman design from Brave and the Bold and just Bruce Timmed up the face a little bit. This was the one that gave me the most pause.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Natalia Knight, aka Nocturna, who, interestingly mm-hmm. enough, we know that Bruce Timm wanted to fit into the original Batman the Animated Series at one point. I don't know if it got so far as a script was written, but I know that they had designs on an episode featuring her that just never made it to production. This one looks like Wednesday Addams, drawn by Bruce Timm. So maybe it could be, but. But hard to say. She's obviously not in the sort of the classic, what I think of when I think of Nocturna and the Detective Comics, where she's got the pale skin and sort of almost the bluish skin and long flowing hair. And she appears to be maybe teenage here. Definitely a different look. Definitely getting the Wednesday Addams vibes, which also makes me think less that this is real, because it's like he just modeled her after Wednesday Addams, like that other character model that he did as Wednesday Addams.
Yeah. yeah. This is another one that is kind of a little bit of a head scratcher. It's possible. There's not enough to say there couldn't be two characters based on the same source material. But yeah, that would be a pretty big departure. Yeah. The original, there is like one sketch, Bruce Timm character sketch of her, and it was more mature, I guess. I would say that take. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was, I think there was like a brief sort of outline of a Nocturna episode pitch that was going to involve her being an actual vampire, where I don't think she actually was a vampire in her original comics.
Okay.
But I don't think that ever got past the that was one of those ones. Like the Lady Death episode or one of those that was just never going to get past the Fox Kids censors. So, it's interesting. I like that choice of a character because this is getting a little like in the weeds, but like pre Crisis on Infinite Earths, the original comic series, she was a kind of a mainstay in like late 70s, early 80s Batman comics. And she was kind of somewhat of a romantic interest, and also she had kind of taken on like this maternal figure for the Jason Todd Robin at the time in the comics. Like literally, I think some of the last comics, when like the skies are turning red and the crisis is about to start of Detective Comics or Batman feature her. So like she was really prominently used for a few years, and there's characters like that kind of all throughout the DC Comics history that certain writers or a certain creative team uses the character a lot, and then the next team takes over and they just kind of disappear.
Right.
But she's popped up a couple times, but not really in any kind of prominent way for a couple of decades now. So I like the idea of her being in the show. And again, as a character that hasn't been touched really in any other media other than those comics, it would be fun to see her, even if it was a younger sort of teenage version of the character. But this was another one I was like, oh, this just looks like the girl from the Batman Beyond episode who was clearly based on Wednesday Addams. So we'll see. like we said, there's a little bit of a grain of salt with all of these, but like I said, like the idea of the character being included, the design did not light my world on fire.
There we go. Next up, Liam, is Onomatopoeia, who is a more recent character. Well, I say recent, but his debut is 22 years ago at the time of this recording. a Kevin Smith co-created character, co-created for his Green Arrow run, along with I believe Phil Hester is the artist that's also co-created by him. So the infamous Kevin Smith, interestingly enough, and this just dawned on me as I was thinking about this, Kevin Smith, before the actual announcement happened of the show happening, was on his podcast and mentioned that they were redoing, or they were going to do a reboot or a retelling of the Batman the Animated Series. Like that, I remember that very specifically.
Yeah.
He was on his podcast talking about that. There was a quote about it. We may have even talked about it on our Discuss This League episode 4 years ago or whatever it was now.
Discuss This League Volume 1, yeah, with Maddie and Chris from Tim Talk, I think, is on that.
Yeah, we check that out in the archives. You want to hear that? We talked about what we would do, how a Batman the Animated Series reboot would look like. But that there was those rumors swirling at the time. So interestingly enough, if there was going to be a character that you included, and how would he know unless he was getting some sort of credit or what have you, that Bruce, Tim may have gone to him.
Like they reached out for like a thumbs up.
Yep. You know. Yeah, because obviously he's a Green Arrow villain. He's also been on Superman and Lois, apparently. So interestingly enough there, the character design, this one gets two thumbs up for me for Bruce Timm design. He's wearing a trench coat. He's got the hat that's slouched on an angle. I don't know much about the character because he hasn't been around that long and hasn't been featured in very much media. But interesting. Is all his dialogue just sounds? Is that his gimmick?
I think they've played with that a little bit in more recent years. He actually was just featured in a very recent couple of issues of the currently ongoing Green Arrow series. So he still pops up from time to time. He's usually like a hired gun type of character that's hired out by a larger villain to go after Green Arrow or whoever. But yeah, this design, it's like, it's so Bruce Timm by way of Steve Ditko. It's the way I would describe this, because you could paint this blue and take the face off and it would basically be a archetypal Bruce Timm the Question design.
100%.
So there's you could see the Ditko influence immediately, and then just it's this is the one where you're like, oh, I hope this one's real. Just because I love that design. And I think, again, seeing a character that sometimes it's fun when you take a character that doesn't have a ton of appearances in outside media or even that many comic appearances as we just talked about, because there are maybe less rules and less people that will get upset if you want to tell your own stories and not just follow what happened on the printed page.
This
would be a great, whether this is the real character design or not, I would love it. Like this is that design is unreal. Unreal great.
A little tidbit of trivia here, just in case somebody at home tweets it at us, but would not be his first appearance in animation, as he apparently, according to Wikipedia, appeared in some DC Nation shorts where he was voiced by Heaven Michael Richardson. So
how about that?
Not his first appearance. All right, wrapping things up here, Liam, we got two classic rogues. We have Clayface, who certainly appears to be much more based off his classic original appearance. Is it Basil Karloff? Is that who that is?
Carlo, yes.
Carlo.
For legal reasons.
Basil Carlo. Also
not
wearing
Boris Karloff. It's Basil Carlo.
There you go. You see, they avoided their own DMCA strike on that one. Yeah, he looks like a mashup maybe of what we ended up getting for the Scarecrow and the redesign of the TNBA. Mm-hmm. So he's got more of a skeleton face, but it's melting. A lot of characters in suits and hats in this. Hard to say whether or not that's the motif that everybody's going for, or the artist that decided to spoof these, if these are not real, decided to go with. But he's kind of got like a Jack the Ripper shadow kind of look to him, where he's kind of got the coat, the heavy coat, and it's double layered. It kind of cuts off at his shoulders. I don't know what the name of that style of coat is, but he's got the red, kind of the red scarf underneath of it. Definitely getting some shadow vibes here, which of course we know is you know, the noir style is very much ingrained in the Shadow original comics and radio dramas and all of that. So would not be shocked to see that they drew some inspiration from the old Shadow comics.
Yeah, it was it would be nice to see this version, because again, not really something that's been touched a lot is that very early original Clayface before all of the Clayfaces became giant mud men who can shapeshift and stuff. He was just a guy in like a horror mask, an actor who went crazy and started living out the characters he was playing and put on this terrifying mask. So yeah, it's a very striking design, as you said, definitely very, very much influenced by the Shadow.
Absolutely. And wrapping things up here, Liam, we have maybe the most interesting and controversial, although if anybody's going to redesign this character or has the right to, I feel like it is one of the character's co-creators. And that is, of course, Harley Quinn. So no Joker, no Riddler, other than, I guess, Two-Face and Clayface, we don't really have and Catwoman, I guess. We don't have one of the main rogues that you would think of, that you would potentially, more colorful characters, no Penguin. But we do get a Harley Quinn, and I think you and I talked about this, and obviously Harley Quinn doesn't have the golden age incarnation that most of these characters have based on the fact that she was created in 1992. So maybe they just sat down and said, we're going to go as far off the wall as we can think of. What would a golden age design of this character look like if this was done by Bob Kane and Bill Finger? And I think that that's what the end result is here, because we have a character who's no longer black and red. She's black and gold, and she's got sort of this domino paint on her face. She's got three hair pieces instead of the two that we're used to. And she's got this big, poofy, like French collar that she's also sporting. It's a very unique look. We got a lot of responses on our Instagram post about this, saying that this was a travesty, that this this was not right, was ugly, and so Harley fans don't seem ready to embrace this look just yet. But I'd give it the wait and see approach.
Absolutely, and I also don't think it's impossible. You mentioned we haven't seen a Joker. Maybe this is a Harley Quinn that acts alone, you know. Maybe there isn't a Joker right off the bat, so her having a very drastic redesign that's kind of not necessarily immediately to complement the Joker, not that the red and black really complements the purple suit either, but but I thought that's such a striking design that I was like, oh well, maybe she's much like her more modern incarnations, maybe she's more of a solo act, at least early on in the series. And maybe we don't see the Joker connections until later on, if at all.
Very well could be the case here.
There's your baseless speculation for you.
We love a little baseless speculation here. So that's a good segue, Liam, as we get out of our potential character leak designs. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Tweet at us if you've seen these. If you haven't seen them, they're there. Search the Batman Caped Crusader hashtag. I'm sure they're probably on Reddit, places where copyright doesn't live. There's probably a Google search or two that may turn up a result as well. So we can't tweet them or use them for fear of the almighty Warner Brothers striking us down. But they're out there if you want to find them. Let us know your thoughts, and let us know if you think these are legitimate. Do you like them? Do you hate them? Which do you like? Which do you hate? Tweet at us or send us an Instagram message or comment on our Instagram post, which as of recording is still up there. So Liam, baseless speculation time here. You and I were talking earlier this week just about the sheer amount of time, as we alluded to at the beginning, that has been from the announcement to where we are now. And even with writers' strikes and actors' strikes thrown in there, it really feels like this is taking way longer than one would expect for a 10 or 12 episode cartoon. I don't know if we ever got the confirmation on how many episodes there are, but let's say it's 8 to 12 episodes. It feels like this is taking a very, very long time. But we kind of threw an interesting theory out there, and we're ready to believe our own theories at this point as to maybe why Bezos would not be ready to put this on his wonderful Amazon streaming platform.
Yeah. So one thing that I'm aware of, despite my not having actually watched more than one episode of the show, not because I don't think it's good, just, you know, there's only so much time in the world. We all know this. the Invincible cartoon, which, as mentioned, is very popular based on the very popular Robert Kirkman written comic book series that ran for hundreds of issues, I'm pretty sure. The gap between the first season, which I believe came out either late 2020 or early 21, and the second season just debuted like late 2023, so there was a solid like 2 years where they said a season two was coming and there weren't a late, and people were getting very antsy. And of course, in this modern streaming landscape, just because a show's announced that it's getting another season doesn't mean it is getting another season. So I think people were a little antsy there before eventually, yes, the season did finally come out, and I think they've already been working on season three as well, so the gap I think is expected to be a lot shorter between seasons two and three this time. So I do wonder if, because I believe it had been reported there was Amazon had already ordered a second season of this, that I wonder if they wanted the creators and people working on the show to already be like well into production on the second batch of episodes before they even release a trailer or something about the much less start releasing the episodes that may or may not be already finished, the episodes that we're seeing these little glimpses of in these now mostly taken down screen caps from various social media. So that was kind of my theory, is that they want to have a fair amount of it in the can before they start releasing it, which I don't think that's a bad idea. Yeah. And it's a way to keep your audience engaged, especially in this era where you know, amount of subscribers and minutes watched seems to be the hot button, what all of these companies report to their investors and what they all care about the most. So you want to keep subscribed. You don't want somebody to be like, okay, I'll subscribe to watch the show, and then okay, I've watched all the episodes after a month, 6 weeks, whatever, and then you go, all right, cancel, I'll be back in 2 years when the next right. season comes around. So I think there's at least a somewhat decent chance that they may already be well into the second batch of these episodes, and they're just waiting until they have they feel like they're far enough along that they can release the first season without it being a giant gap for whatever the next batch of episodes release will be.
Boy, from your lips to Bezos' ears, because it would be it would be great to not have to wait. You know, I do think sometimes that kills momentum for a show. Obviously, yeah. People are going to tune into a show if it's good. They're going to like it. Word of mouth spreads. But if you drop this, you know, and it's, we'll say it's eight episodes, 22 to 30 minute episodes. But I don't think we don't have a confirmation on, even if they're 44 minute episodes or whatever. You know, that's there's only so much rewatch. There's only so much positive press. There's only so much interest that you can kind of sustain with eight episodes. If you're, like you said, if you're waiting 2 or 3 years in between, interest begins to wane, people move on, people's attention spans are short. So if you drop the first season and then you announce, you know, after the first month, the streaming numbers are so great, we love the show, people love it, the second season is debuting X. I don't even know if streaming services announce when things are going to drop anymore. They usually just show up sometimes. But even if they fall 2025, like season two is coming. Okay, great. Yeah, it would be great to be able to do that. I imagine they're going to know pretty quickly whether or not they're going to invest in a third season of this, if they're going to keep funneling money into it or whatever, production's going to continue. So, you got to kind of keep that momentum. And for us, we're hoping that this is something that lasts multiple seasons with multiple episodes and story arcs. We're pulling it's received well enough and they keep that momentum. So hopefully that's the case here. I love that baseless speculation. Last baseless speculation here, Liam. We've seen the screenshots now. The character models are apparently from some sort of survey. There's questions that are asking about the character models making you more or less interested in the show, I suppose, is mm-hmm. sort of what they're asking. So it appears that who knows when these screenshots were actually taken. They didn't leak, obviously, until the beginning of February. There are Reddit posts that I found that are kind of dated back into mid-2023 saying that there were screenshots out there or images out there. So these could be, who knows, as far back as that. The question that everybody wants to know is, when is this show going to drop, or when will we at least get a trailer?
Yeah, well, the landscape on that has changed so much too, because it used to be like, okay, when San Diego Comic-Con hits, we were going to get like a bunch of big stuff every year. And then that kind of started to get fragmented. And then, right, there was the DC Fandom and the Disney Expos and some of those events where the big studios started kind of breaking off and trying to do their own events to reveal things instead. And then they don't really even do those anymore. So right. Now Twitter, trailers just sort of drop in like Tuesday at 9 a.m. on on social media suddenly. Or maybe sometimes it'll be like, on Monday we'll get the trailer for the trailer.
Right.
That says like, trailer dropping tomorrow or whatever. And then we get it. But yeah, it feels like you'd think it would be in this calendar year, but you might have also thought with a show that was announced way back in 2021 that we'd already, we'd already have episodes to talk about, full episodes to talk about by now, which we don't. So, yeah, we'll see.
Gun to your head, do you say fall, maybe?
Winter? Yeah, I think that could track. This is Batman's 85th birthday mm-hmm. this year. So September, that could be a good time to drop that. I'm sure they want it. I don't know how they look at that show. If they look at it, I would assume, since they paid for it, brought it back from the dead, quote unquote, when Max was going to scrap it, that they see it as something that can bring people to the service the way that Invincible does or The Boys does, as we talked about. So I would assume there's going to be like a big press for it, and so you might also want to look at like when the next season of The Boys is dropping and when the next selection of episodes of Invincible are dropping, like what's the gap in between those, maybe, of where this could go. Again, not that I think they necessarily see it on that level. Like I don't think there are too many shows in the world that are at the level that of like interaction that The Boys generates, but if there's like a spot in the fall where early winter that fits best for them, I feel like in my gut it's a 2024 release, but probably not before the end of August, I think.
I'd say if DC's doing Batman Day this year, that's usually in September, I feel like
mm-hmm.
maybe we get the trailer Batman Day, and then we get the series to drop in November or something like that.
I could see that.
That would be, that's my baseless speculation.
Or your Bezos speculation.
Oh, I like that. TMCR. All right, Liam, let's begin to wrap things up here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into this very special bonus episode of the DCAU review. We are excited about Batman Caped Crusader, in case you couldn't tell. Anytime we get a chance to chat about this, we love to do so. There's not a lot of information out there still, but like I said, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the few images that dropped. Give us your feedback. Do you like a portly Alfred, or do you prefer your Alfred to be on Ozempic? Tweet us, or send us a post on X or whatever it's called now, or slide into our DMs on Instagram or comment on our post about this very episode. Also, we'd love your support for the podcast, and you can do so several different ways, including subscribing to the aforementioned Pod Tower, youtube.com/thePodTower. You can also subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app and leave a 5-star review. If you leave it on Apple Podcasts and you leave a little blurb, if we find it and you live within the continental United States and read it on air, we will send you a little thank you gift to do so. So if you want to do that, take some time out. We have a way of saying thank you just for doing that. And then, of course, you can also check out the show notes for a link to our store or our monthly supporter page, where you can become a monthly supporter of the podcast, just like we have several people do with their monthly hard-earned dollars. We greatly appreciate those supporters. Liam, we'll be back again soon, I suppose, with another update. Who knows? Maybe it will be that very trailer that we'll be here to talk about. Or maybe, heck, if Bezos wants to just drop the whole series on us without a trailer, unannounced, we'll take that too. Whatever our hearts desire. Give us more, please, our Lord and Savior, Jeffrey Bezos.
Amen.
But until next time, I'm Cal.
And I'm Liam.
And we'll talk to you on the next episode of the DCAU Review.
Bye-bye.